At the International Leadership of Texas, Principal Nadia Ayala has a poster on her office wall. It's of Edward James Olmos in the movie Stand and Deliver.
You're going to work harder than you ever worked before. And the only thing I ask from you is ganas, desire, haircut. If you don't have the ganas, I will give it to you because I'm an expert.
That's the kind of pep talk Principal Ayala gives her students. Recently, she had a chat with Alex Gutierrez about her struggles in pre-AP algebra.
I told her in Spanish, necesitas echarle ganas. You have to put in the will in the work so that you do well, especially when you know that you're not the best at something. You need to work even harder.
Maybe for the first time, Alex is even optimistic about math.
It's going good. Like, I've been going to tutoring every morning to get help if I need it. And right now, I currently have like an 84, I think. So, like, that's good for me, and I'm just trying to get more help.
The college preparatory school opened in the fall and has 160 students in 9th and 10th grades. All students take pre-AP or AP-level core classes. And here's what else sets the school apart. Every kid has to learn Spanish and Mandarin Chinese. That's what attracted Alex.
I like the idea of learning Chinese because that makes me trilingual and it helps in my chances of getting a good job.
That doesn't mean it's easy.
It wasn't hard at first, like at the beginning of the school, but it's gotten challenging.
The school's founder, Eddie Conger, is the former principal at Thomas Jefferson High School in Dallas ISD. He started a Chinese language program there and left in 2012 after the state approved his charter school application. There are branches in Garland and Arlington, and a Keller campus will open in the fall. Teacher Shailene Selinger, who's originally from China, tries to make learning fun, emphasizing speaking and listening first. She lets students pair up with a buddy, shows videos, and plays music, like this hip-hop song that teaches numbers. Selinger says the hard part is learning the Chinese characters, so she tries to build up their confidence first.
You know, kids, they're still kids, right? Once if they feel like they can do it, they can say it, and they just feel like good. They feel good. They just want to keep going.
Principal Ayala points out the big challenges for ninth graders like Alex. A year ago, they were the oldest kids in their school, but in high school, they're the youngest and at a brand new school.
We hear things like, it was a lot easier at the other school. So I try to explain, I understand that, but we're really trying to prepare you for college. And when you get to college, you're going to think, oh, this is the breeze.
And there's another payoff. The school has an exchange program with four high schools in China. The school has raised $20,000 so far and hopes to raise more, so students without disciplinary problems can travel there this summer. And next fall, 192 students from China will come here. Stella Chavez, KERA News.